Welcome to the December episode, and as a special December Christmas treat, we got a bloody good one for you. This is something that we did on our Patreon. We do, and for people who don't know, if you don't know by now, here's the facts, right? We put out episodes every week on our Patreon, patreon.com/thegrub. I can never remember if it's a backslash or a forward slash. I can't be bothered looking it up. It's patreon.com/thegrub. And we release over on that Patreon, we release an episode a week, or two episodes a week, actually. We have chats where we just talk and answer your questions on the Discord, on the official Grub Patreon Discord. And we also do an episode that has sketches. We have guests, all kinds of stuff. We do it every week, right? And the last one we did was with some boys who you might know, you might have seen them around, called Auntie Donna. And we decided to have a good old-fashioned riff-off. The rules were there's nothing written, nothing prepared. We're going to have a riff, have a muck around, and whoever wins the riff-off gets a Netflix show, and whoever loses has to quit comedy forever. So I hope you enjoy it. This is the Auntie Donna Grub riff-off. But if you like this, get onto our Patreon. Seriously, get on it. It's a lot of work making the grub, and we love making it. But, you know, there's so much good stuff out there. This month, we had episodes with Tom Cashman, Sydney comedian Tom Cashman, Xavier Michaelides. We had Nath Valvo. Nath Valvo was on as well. We have all kinds of stuff, and you can listen to all the episodes we've got on our Patreon. There's like 100 episodes up there or something. I don't know. There's a lot. There's a whole bunch. So get on there. It's $10 a month to unlock all the content, all that kind of stuff. $20 a month, then you get a stubby cooler. Some people call them stubby holders. I call them stubby coolers because I'm a big Queensland boy. Anyway, we hope you enjoy it. This is the Auntie Donna versus Grub riff off. Let's get into it. Episode 96 of The Grub. Today we have something very special. We are joined by Auntie Donna, and it's going to be an official Grub versus Auntie Donna riff off.
Riff off.
Riff off.
Riff off.
Riff off.
So thank you to all the Auntie Donna boys. Hello. Hello.
Absolutely. Hi. Pleasure to be here.
So lovely to be here.
Thanks so much for having us. I just want to say I saw your tweet. I think you tweeted about having a riff off the other day.
Tweeted.
I didn't get CC'd into the email. I don't know if I've got to take that up with Mark or Broden, but I wasn't informed that there would be a riff off, that was sort of the concept of the of the podcast. Yeah. So I don't know how prepared I am for riffs.
Well, I mean, but
that's the thing.
That's the thing about
you
a riff
can't
off.
Prepare.
The whole idea is that you're not prepared. Right now, this is already beginning.
Are we riffing? Yeah.
This is riffing.
And the loser has to quit comedy forever.
Yeah, the loser has to quit comedy forever.
Which is the other thing you agreed to.
Which is pretty brutal, honestly, for you guys, because
that's not in any fucking email I fucking received. It's literally just like, can I have email so I can
Instagram.
Send Zoom links?
Yeah, but
that was on Instagram.
I'm not checking the fucking
riff off. Like, why else is a riff off happening if it's not
and
to quit comedy?
Also, in massive news today, I've got an announcement about the riff-off. The winner of the riff-off, so the loser quits comedy. The winner of the riff-off receives their very own Netflix show.
No, which is big news. That's nothing we agreed to.
This is very good news.
Big news sort of finally play out all the sketches you've worked on in a live environment for the last four or five years.
You see how that... it's lopsided. It seems to benefit one group more than the other.
I think it's pretty fair.
I don't know it's how fair. That is fair because we just same... did a Netflix show where we've used all of the sketches.
I can say to you guys that this will be fair. Okay, we will do it fairly.
I haven't heard about it.
How this riff off is going to work? The two teams, we've got the Grubs and the Auntie Donners, and it will be judged by me,
Mark.
So far, so fair.
Yep.
Yeah. So the Grub, like I'm on the Grub team, and I'm also the judge, but I will be impartial. Hand to God.
Impartial. Is what he wanted to say before he froze.
Is everyone frozen?
Look at him, he's got a hand up. Everybody's frozen.
How would you guys describe your comedy?
I think we take regular ideas, we turn them up to 11. Like I think we're similar to the Arnie Jack or the Young Ones or Monty Python.
Is there a real Auntie Donna?
I'm back.
Oh, hey, just in the middle of something, Greg.
So, Broden
has an Auntie Donna, which is just a stupid name.
We've toured around for a while. And we have a YouTube channel.
Have you seen like Tim and Eric that kind of stuff?
I've seen everyone you've mentioned, and they're all men.
Yeah,
I've not heard of the Netflix show.
Now, you're so full of shit.
This
Edo.
Question is more for.
No, that's fair. Edo, we hear you. We're listening.
What's
we're
it like
taking
being
that
a
on
woman
board.
In, a woman in comedy.
What's sorry, Ben.
Well, for starters, I got them jiggly tits to look down at.
Okay, that's and, 1 point to the Grub. Hang on, let me just.
Why? Scroll. Why?
Yes.
That's funny. That's funny. That's like, welcome to the riff off, buddy.
I look at tits all the time. I should get a point for that.
You've never looked down and seen tits, Mark, unless you've stood over a woman. I hope you haven't on stage. While she's got a microphone in her hand and you're watching down as her tits jiggle as she makes jokes. Mm. Have you done that, Mark?
No, but that doesn't mean I haven't seen them titties before.
Yeah, but you haven't seen them on stage jiggling. And that's what it's like to be a woman in comedy.
Give Edo another point.
Thank you, Brogan. Brogan, thank you for fairness, for fair play, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bipartisanship. Like, when someone does a riff that tickles that little funny bone.
We're taking the new Labor approach with this. You know, we know the system's a little unfair, but we think if we play to it, it might work out in our favour eventually.
Take,
I'm pretty confident we're going to win
us
this.
For that. They're too political. Yeah, take a point away.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why don't you join the team that runs the weekly?
Give Edo another point there.
Okay, I'll give Edo another point.
Broden, mate, we're not the ones giving and taking points. This is Greg's job.
Or give Auntie Donna a point.
See, I'm going to take away a point for that, Mark, actually.
You can't just give me a point.
Yeah. You can't just give me a point.
Fair enough. Give us a point for that.
Nah,
for that.
Mark,
yeah,
you're an
so
idiot.
Minus one.
I'm with you there,
I can minus
Greg.
Points all day. I can minus points all day.
You got to come back. How many are they coming back from now?
Do you know what it's like to be a man in comedy?
3 points.
Oh, soundboard point for that.
Yeah, that is a point.
That's good.
We're going to hear a lot of that. Ben, Mark, I'd like to know, what does deep voice Donald Trump have to say about all of this?
We got some great riffs. One of the greatest riffs you've ever seen. Nobody's seen riffs like this.
Okay.
It's incredible.
That's 10 points.
It's tremendous.
10 points.
We got crazy things, things that you never even... We did it. We did it. You're talking about it. I'm talking about it. Nobody knows. I do. You do.
This is 10 points. That was really great. Yeah, I'm. I can't even write him up fast enough. You know what I mean? Like,
ready? This is and this is tiny Donald Trump.
Hey, I'm tiny.
I love this.
Don't even worry about it. I'm probably the tiniest president that this ever happened before. You know it. I know it. We all know it. It's great. It's a great time. Okay, it's tremendous. It's wonderful.
I hope Trump one day. I don't know how he would. I know he's on Twitter. Mm. I hope he hears this. I hope he hears that because I think that would really get him.
He's out there. He might hear it on Twitter.
He'd be sitting in his big golden penthouse, and I think he'd hear that.
I reckon he'd be done. You know what I mean? Like, I reckon he'd hear it and he'd be like, fuck, they've got me.
If something's going to make him concede.
Yeah.
Just tail such anything's going to make it happen.
Tiny Trump, yeah. Should we start it up? Should we start the riff?
Yeah, let's start the riff. We're already in the riff, dude.
Yeah.
We're in it.
Let's start again.
Take
start
a point
fresh.
Away. Ben Clean saying we should start the riff tells me he doesn't know.
I will take a point away from you, Ben. I'm sorry, but like,
thing to do, Ben.
And give it to Donna.
That means we're now on. We're only on like 60 points, and Auntie Donna's on -3. So,
well, I've got to come back. Wait, I've got something up my sleeve, boys.
Yeah, what do you got?
What
do you got?
Show us the classic Broden, you know.
Oh, do the Broden dad, like, sports teacher dad stuff.
Oh, no way. Oh, no way.
What's going on here?
Point. Trademark. Voice.
Yeah, that's so good.
Right,
that's
first,
really good.
This is the first riff.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
And the grub will do it, and then Auntie Donna will do it.
So do you guys riff amongst yourselves, and then we riff amongst ourselves? What are the rules of the riff?
I still don't know what team I'm on.
You're the Auntie Donna team. You're in Auntie Donna. You're in Auntie Donna, mate.
So is it like a rap battle where one Donna riffs with one grub? Or
we'll do that later. Yeah.
So that's phase two. That's phase two.
Yeah, like duo riffs.
Do you know who would be good at this? Do you know who would be
like
awesome
a team
to get on?
Riff.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
Jimmy Carr would be awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get the call out. Anyone who's a grub fan, # get Jimmy Carr on the grub. We want him.
Because have you seen those shows where the comedians roast the stuff out of each other?
I've never seen that.
It's an absolute boom.
The Comedy Central roasts.
They're so sharp.
They did one to Justin Bieber. They made fun of his music. And
sorry to interrupt, but it's time for...
What are you doing down under?
Aha!
Where we just ask the question, what do you think the best thing about living down under is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'll add some nice music to the background of this. Some nice little Australiana.
Christmas in shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, Broden.
Living down under.
A full roast dinner in 40 degree weather.
Living down under.
Homemade pasta.
That's Italy.
Oh, my God.
That's Italy. That's Italian.
No, that's Italian.
We don't have Italian food in down
now.
Under.
No, you're being racist now.
Nah. It's Italian.
That's what I do for Christmas. What do you bastards do?
You have pasta for Christmas?
Yeah.
Pasta for Christmas.
I'd kick him out if I were you. Kick him out. Yeah.
It's a little upsetting.
I got one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lack of opportunity in the entertainment industry.
Living down under.
Point off at Ben there.
Sorry.
That was bad. And also, that made me feel sad.
Yeah, I feel sad.
that one didn't make me feel good. No, I think a riff's supposed to make you feel good. So I don't know about that.
Yeah, riff's supposed to.
You lose a couple of points there.
That's funny.
I think the best thing about living down under is just exploring this great land of ours and getting out there in our waterways and the bushlands and just seeing it and experiencing it.
You don't even have a boat, Greg. Sorry, but fucking hell. You don't have a boat, mate.
I'm getting one.
Stop
I swear
it.
To God.
I'm
going to get a boat eventually.
Can you talk to him, guys?
Greg, what kind of boat are you going to get, man?
I got a dinghy out the back. I got a dinghy.
That's the dream. I tell you what, that's the dream. Yeah, near lakes entrance, boat behind the car. Get that on the water. You know what it's all about, mate.
Are you doing it rough? Do you need some money to help get a boat?
No, I've got a boat. I've got a boat.
He doesn't have a boat.
I've got a boat.
You don't have a boat.
I'll show you my boat.
He comes on here every week because he has a boat.
I'll show you my boat. I go crabbing. I go crabbing.
If you need money,
I don't need money. I've got a boat.
Just talk to me.
Yeah, I'm sure people will give you money for a boat.
I've got a boat. I've got a boat.
I've got two boats.
You don't have two boats. Shit, you've got two boats. What are you doing with your two boats? Why do you even have a second boat? That's how I know it's bullshit.
One of the boats is a sailboat, and that's, you know, I'll get my mates on. It's more of a catamaran, and we'll get on the boat. We'll sail out into the ocean. We'll have cheese, biscuits, champagne.
Catamaran.
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 Yep.
You fucking idiot.
Say one thing. Say one technical term about sails or boating. Just say one technical term.
One technical term about sailing. Knots. Starboard. You know, but yeah, I'm not about the technical terms. I'm about getting out into that open water, having a couple of cheese and pickies with my wife and my mates, and just watching that sun come down.
He's not married.
Yeah. This is escapism for him.
Living
down under.
You're not married.
I haven't told you about my second boat though. So
yeah. I'm too scared to say anything because I feel like everyone will go racist on me again. You'll turn on me.
That's the problem with you.
Not shut up, Mark.
I was going to say tomato day.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you are lucky looking for Ella Brandy is a day. Classic Australian film because that gets it through, I reckon.
You guys are fucking assholes.
That's not what we do here.
You guys appreciate my cultural identity.
What's tomato day? Tell us about tomato day, Mark.
We make the sauce. We make it the passata. We make the sauce. We put it in sterilized jars. We put it in Nondal's garage. And then we have it for the year. We've got it there for the year. Then we make fresh pasta.
I'll tell you what, tomato sauce day maybe. Barbecue sauce day maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
In this country.
Yeah, maybe. You know what I like about living down under?
Yeah.
What? I love the sunburnt land on this great island home that we all live on. And I love the sunsets over the beaches on Perth, Western Australia.
Yeah, it's good.
I love the Kakadu National Wildlife Park.
Yeah.
And I love having snags with mates.
I have an issue with that one. It was more you didn't really drill down on one thing. You just sort of talked for a while about a few, like, I feel like you weren't confident enough in one point, so you sort of just said things.
I am going to allow it. In that case, I think he's done a good job. He's captured the spirit of Australia, and really what he's talked about is the spirit, and that's a single thing. So I think the winner of the best thing about living down under segment is the grub.
That's fair. Absolutely. Congratulations. Points.
Big time.
The WOC stuff lost us points?
Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that's the reason. I'm just saying you've lost points.
Well then, how about this? Cultural melting pot.
Here he goes.
It's over.
I'm sorry, guys.
Wait, wait, when you say it's over, are you saying the segment or are you saying like multiculturalism? What are you saying?
Be careful with your answer here, Broden.
What you're about to say.
Either way.
Have you bald or have you shaved it? What are you?
What? Broden the skinhead.
Show us what shoes you've got on. Are they boots?
What are the 14 words?
What do you have that eagle tattooed on your chest?
Favorite movie, Broden. Is it Romper Stomper? Favorite movie. Come on.
Come on, man.
Romper Stomper's a good movie. Jeffrey
Wright. There it is.
I just want to say, though, I really struggled with that round because I reckon when people talk about Australia, they talk about the red centre, they talk about, you know, Crocodile Dundee, that sort of thing. But my Australia, it's the laneways, it's the art scene, it's the beautiful urban metropolitan areas, and I think that's just so 100%.
Underrepresented. 100%. It's hard for me as well. I didn't grow up with a Hills Hoist in the background. I grew up with a Panettone in the fridge.
I'm trying to cover here with this bit, and you're talking about the Panettone.
I didn't grow up with a...
It's stale cake, mate.
It's Panettone is not great.
I'm not saying it's great. I'm saying it's what I grew up with. Yeah. I don't like it.
You can't hang clothes off it.
Yeah.
No, you can't hang clothes off. Well, if you get enough stale ones and stack them on top of each other, you can.
How did you dry your clothes, Mark?
With salami.
See, this is now I think you're being silly. I don't actually think that's a true cultural reference.
Okay, Mark, why don't you tell us about your Italian-Australian experience? What was it like as a kid as an Italian Australian in this country?
Well, like, you turn up to school with your white bread and your Strasbourg and your sandwich. Me, I've got a whole,
white bread, Strasbourg and a sandwich.
Mm. Yeah, is it white bread? white bread and your Strasbourg in a sandwich. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Right.
You
said
Anderson. I can't
I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry. This is really upsetting. We had a conversation before this podcast, and we said we'd go with anything you brought up, and Mark is being a little contrary, and it is embarrassing, and I am sorry. I am sorry.
Also, were you about to describe? You were just kind of describing the opening scene of The Wog Boy, the film The Wog Boy.
No,
like you did. What happened in the opening scene? Like, that's literally what he said. He goes, I rocked up to school.
That's not what I was doing.
Literally, all he does.
You've seen that movie?
I've seen it 100 times, man.
This is a real story. It was different for me growing up. Mm. Every time I'd bang a chick, I'd take a photo of her with my Polaroid camera and stick it above my bed.
That's Vince Colosimo in The Wog Boy.
No.
This is a genuine thing.
Stealing riffs, that's a...
Yeah. Ask him about his thoughts on when he was a kid on the castle and the Wog Boy. This is real.
I didn't understand the castle growing up. The castle for me was like, that's of course Aussies find that funny.
I'm sorry.
It's something I didn't connect with. But the Wog Boy was the first. Me and my family we'd put on Guido hatsis and watch the Wog Boy at the same time, have a fucking hullabaloo. We'd put on the castle, everyone was just confused.
Well, it's just couldn't relate to a mom and a dad and kids. And
didn't make sense. We didn't have that growing up. We had panettone.
You didn't have a mom and a dad and kids. You just had panettone.
Yeah, we just had panettones lining the pantry and the fridge.
Were you bored of panettone?
It was. You have no fucking idea what it was like, Edo. You have no fucking idea how tough we did it.
Edo, don't try and make sense of it. I'm sorry, guys.
No brothers, no sisters.
Just panettone.
I'd just like to interject because we actually had a little segment that I'd planned. Mark, since you're such a big fan of Guido Hatzis, we were going to just give someone a call, depending on where you wanted to call, and you're going to give them a big prank.
All right.
So who do you want to call? Who do you like? Any services or?
Oh, maybe a tow bar fitter.
Okay, no worries.
Hello, Direct Tow Ball Services. How can I help you?
Oh, mate, I saw you put in the paper for a tow bar fitter.
A tow bar fitter.
Yeah, you got the job for the tow bar fitter.
Oh yeah, sure. What's your name?
I'll tell you what, mate. I'll take this job.
Okay. Do you have a job booked in?
I'm sorry. I don't want to do this anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to do this? You don't want the appointment?
Nah, the grubbers set me up. They wanted me to do a prank call. I didn't know I was. I had to do this. I'm not
so
prepared.
This is a prank call. Because I'm actually this is a business, so I mean, it's not really appropriate.
No, but you're not real, sir. Sir, you're not real.
Oh, my God. Broden, guys, can we please just play
to
the
rules?
I'm
quite real, and this is a real business.
But you would say that. In your world, you exist, and you are fully formed, but you don't understand that you are a creation of a little improv man.
Who is this? Who's talking?
Broden Kelly.
That's my friend Broden. He's from my... We're doing a riff-off at the moment.
Can I try?
A riff-off? Who's winning?
The grubber winning. But it feels... The judicial process feels unfair.
Sorry.
If I'm being completely honest.
Anne Edmonds from... have you been paying attention?
Anne Edmonds. Oh, wow.
And last one laughing.
I watched that Dirty Dancing...
Oh, it's great,
series.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, really good stuff.
Can I?
Yeah.
Tell you who's good, Jamie Drury.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a bod.
He's great.
I love Jamie Drury. Yeah.
He used to
like
be a sex worker.
No,
Same.
But, sorry,
man.
Sir. Can I?
Sorry, yeah. I've just got a couple of toe balls that I need to fit. What's going on?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm the agent of Nicole Kidman, and she's going to be coming over. Do you reckon you can host a Hollywood celebrity?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. You know, I'm just a struggling business. Toe balls have been quite slow recently with COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad to have
she's got the attention. Millions of dollars and she is willing to spend it all at your small business.
Wow, that's so good.
Hello, it's me, Nicole Kidman.
I don't know how much this means.
Oh, here she is,
Nicole Kidman already.
Yes, hello, it's me, Nicole Kidman.
Wow, I loved you in The Undoing.
Thank you. I produced it.
Wow, that is incredible. That's incredible. Oh,
do you know my husband, Keith Urban?
Hello. Hello, yes. It's me, Keith Urban.
It's Keith Urban on the line
He's
as
here.
Well. Yeah. Keith Urban, I know nothing about your music.
It's country, but it's sort of modern country. It's the worst kind of country.
It's pop music with a country flavor.
Anyway, listen, I've got some toe balls that I need to fit. I'm glad that I've
toe
got your
balls.
Business and everything.
Why do you keep calling them toe balls?
Toe balls.
They're toe bars.
No, toe balls.
The ball is on the end of the bar, but the thing that you fit is the toe bar.
Yeah, it's actually a little industry thing. You guys probably wouldn't understand that.
But you keep saying toe balls. You're
toe
a toe
balls.
Bar fitter. You don't just put balls at the end of toe bars.
That's all I do.
You put the
that's
ball
not
on.
A job. I
you,
can do that.
That's welded. That's assembled in the factory.
You supply the toe bar, I fit the ball on there.
But if you had
where
a toe
you think
bar,
the ball comes from?
Like you can just
you
buy
mean,
a toe bar with the toe ball attached already.
No. Nah,
do you mean
nah.
the split tennis ball?
No, toe ball.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the split tennis ball is used as a protector for the chrome.
So if I need a toe bar on my car, you can't help me.
I cannot help you and I will not help
you. Yeah, that's a waste of everybody's time.
That's fine.
Do you have
well,
that's
everyone's
opinion.
Time.
Do you have those that's little fake opinion. Testicles that you can buy?
Yes, we have the fake testicles that
good.
You can buy.
That
yeah,
is
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That is a skill to put those on.
Mm.
Do they detach? Could If you had them in your mouth, could they go down your throat?
Why do you want to know that?
They are a choking
Nicole
hazard.
Kidman.
Especially if
why do you want to know that, Nicole?
Nicole Kidman.
I just feel like I've just want to get out a bit more and the Film Australia took it. I took that hard, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it wasn't great.
It
wasn't critically.
It was a big budget and but you know, we had high hopes and obviously I'm from Australia and it didn't go well and ever since then, I've been thinking about sucking on balls.
Oh, sorry, hold that thought. Hold that thought. A dog's just come in, and I'm going to suck it off. So I'll see you guys
thanks,
later.
Mate.
Oh,
that's 10 points to Donna.
All right. Hang on. Here's how this riff breaks down, right? Okay. Here's how this riff breaks down.
is it Triple M? What is this?
I would love it if this was Triple M. Welcome back to Triple M. Big time, Greg on the radio. Here's a bit
budget.
Of Coldplay for you.
You guys would actually be great on Triple M.
Would we?
I know. Tell them.
Thank you. You
would
fucking
we
actually
on
would
Triple
be.
M?
I reckon
yeah.
you'd have,
yeah.
you'd
have
just to like
soften your edges.
You'd rein it in maybe 15%, but you're still doing riffs and you're still like.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd smash.
Mm. I agree.
I don't listen to radio, but.
Mm.
I listen.
Well, I don't watch television.
I just want to break this riff down, all right? Because there's a lot of stuff going on. You see, it's not as funny when it's a prank call and you're pretending to be someone, Ben. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a real prank call is funny, but you were just pretending to be a guy in a toe ball.
Yeah, sorry.
Place.
It would have been funnier if Mark
well.
Hadn't just bitched out of it as well, soon as he got it.
Excuse me,
that was part of the riff, man. That's what you
that
probably
was
don't realize.
Riff.
That was part of the riff.
Number one in riffing is yes and.
What I did was opened up the riff for other players to come in and start to riff upon it.
I liked the way
and then it
Mark
went downhill.
Well, this is the thing. And Zach, I think when you're sitting there saying, hey, you know, we've got Nicole Kidman on the line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This guy operates a small toe ball business.
Mm-hmm, yep.
He's done it tough, and now you're sitting there. A prank should never be coming from a bad place like that. You know what I mean? Like you've built him up for disappointment.
Oh,
what
that's pretty funny.
Thing
the
to
guy
say to
thought
a small
he was
going to
get out of economic sort of like bad economic circumstances. It was kind of funny how he got his hopes up and stuff.
Exactly,
I thought that was pretty good.
It's cruel to a small business owner who's been struggling and admittedly that small business owner doesn't exist and he's sucking off a dog, but still,
unlike you guys, we've actually worked for ABC, unlike you guys have. And one thing that they would say is, you know, you got to punch
no, you can't
up
make
rather
it
than down.
Yeah.
And
yes.
also we're not going to give you a show ever.
No.
That's one thing that they would say.
Yeah. They've said that to us.
So, the sucking off a dog, you know, with the chrome balls thing, that was funny.
I think overall, the prank.
Nicole Kidman impersonation was
it was bang on. And what was great about it was that it was like, it really captured her essence and heightened it just that little bit to comedy without being absurd. I think it was a bang
Here's
on
what
impression.
I'll say. Can I just say something? We're not going well here. We're behind.
Yeah.
And we might not win all the awards, but do you know what? We'll be chomping on the wood at MICF next week. Like the comics love us.
Yeah.
And we'll be biting down.
What do you
some
mean,
wood.
Your act or your personalities?
We're gonna
Do they love you personally on a personal level?
Yeah.
Or do they love your act?
Because if you think that's the case.
I would say both. I would say we're one of those groups that are like we're a comics comic.
Yeah, we're a comics comic. You
know, people see us. The audience don't laugh, but the comics at the back of the room really enjoy it.
That's
why we're worthy.
Yeah. It's the back of the room. It's the back of the room, and that's who we're playing for. You know,
no one else is having a good time. Exactly. We're a comics comic.
Can I just stop everyone for a second?
Mm-hmm.
I just stop now. Everyone stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is episode 96, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flip that.
69. Well, I was thinking it's top and tail, you know?
Fuck yes!
Flip it.
That's... Fuck, I got a stiffy.
Do you?
Yeah, because I was thinking about the number. Yeah. I don't want to say it, though. It's too rude.
All right, we'll go around in a circle. Yeah, if you have to 69 an animal, which animal is it?
That's a great question. Oh, me first. Jesus Christ. would have to be something of a comparable height. If I had a good relationship with them, maybe a dolphin or a female lion.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Greg?
Dolphins are so intelligent.
They're so intelligent.
And they love to fuck
you.
As well.
They'd never fuck you, Zach, or go to
the house.
That's a really hurtful thing to say, Anne.
Yeah.
That's one really point hurtful. For me.
Yeah, that's it's,
dolphins will never fuck you.
That's really hurtful.
You'll never fuck a dolphin as long as you live. I swear to God, if I have anything to do with it, you will never fuck a dolphin.
I actually know for a fact that's not live. True, Anne and Greg. So well, I actually know for a fact that
which
that
dolphin are you gonna fuck? Which dolphin? Yeah, name the dolphin.
I'm not gonna name the dolphin. I'm not going to name
you
the dolphin,
can't.
But I know for
it's
a fact that
it's the dumbest dolphin in the ocean.
Well, no, it's a dolphin. It is a dolphin. It's a show dolphin. And I'm going to say for a fact that I know that dolphin wants to fuck me. I know that. I know that. It's a show dolphin. It's up at the Gold Coast. It's up at at the Sea
so
World.
So it's in captivity.
How do you know that?
Did you meet it online, Zach?
It's a captive
What's
dolphin.
What's this?
Did you meet it online?
No, I met it at SeaWorld. I was working as a trainer for a time, and I can say unequivocally, I know for a fact. I'm not going to go into details about how I know this.
Yeah.
I fucked the dolphin, but I know for a fact that a dolphin wants to fuck me.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Well,
okay.
Sounds like he's fucked a dolphin already. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Can I ask, is it... Because, like, I've seen... I don't know. Don't ask me why I know, but male dolphins have, like, a quieter... Mm-hmm. A long, movable penis.
Yeah.
Does that worry you?
No, it's a female dolphin. I mean, in this scenario, it would be a female dolphin, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And they actually prefer a human penis.
What if it sees your penis and it's not up to scratch? It's not moving. It can't operate in water.
That's
it doesn't look like a tapeworm.
That's really interesting that you would say that, but they actually prefer human penises.
Ah.
Yeah, they actually prefer human penises.
Can they suck you off?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't. But I imagine you could work something out with the mouth. Yeah.
You're gonna want to suck. You're gonna want to be sucked off if you're in a 69. Otherwise,
yeah. Otherwise, you're
doing you're all the work.
Out of it.
And,
it's not a 69.
It's just a 65.
We gotta get moving and see who wants to suck off which animal.
Yeah.
So, Greg, we'll go to you next about which animal you'd 69 if you could.
Orangutan. Orangutan, because I like their big long arms. I feel like they could really get a grip. And they're the animal that most reminds me of E.T. And obviously, if E.T. was real, I'd be able to 69 E.T. But I can't 69 E.T. So the next best thing, orangutan.
Can I just say, Greg, I love that
Is that pedophilia?
Answer.
How old is E.T.?
No, E.T.'s an old man.
Little boy.
E.T. looks old as shit. He's wrinkly.
But you're talking about age in the way that Earth, like, he's not from this planet, and time works as a relative to Earth's relationship with the sun. Yeah. So to say that E.T. is of an age means nothing to E.T.
Sounds like what a pedophile would say in court,
sounds
mate.
Like something Broden's thought about a lot.
I'm just saying there are loopholes.
Yeah.
I'm a skinhead pedo. That's my truth.
The entire rest of the episode I'm deleting. All it's going to be is the grub theme song and then Broden saying, I'm a skinhead pedo. And then the song plays and that's it. That's it. That's the episode. That's episode 36.
I'm just saying,
Mark, over to you. Mark, over to you.
Maybe like, because they're short, it'd be hard. But if I got two turtles and taped them together, I think it could work.
It's 69.
What do you mean?
Stop!
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean?
Tape them
what
together.
Do you want? If I tape two turtles together, then I got one like snacking on my balls, and then I can like suck the other one off. But like, so I'd have
what,
to like
suck its head off. Why are you sucking its head off?
Listen. So I would get the turtle's head and stick it up the other turtle's where the tail is, because they go in and out. They go in and out, the heads and the tails. And so, because it wouldn't be long enough, because if I've got the turtle sucking off my sucking me off, I'm not going to be able to reach over, so I'd have to tape a second one. So one shell's here and another shell's was one shell. Yeah. That makes sense. Being pricks. You're being mean
I
to
think
me.
You're being a very greedy boy. It sounds like to me you want top and
it's
bottom
a lengthy,
action.
If there was a long turtle, if there was like a dash hound like turtle, then I'd pick that. But there's not. I can't pick. But I've got two turtles.
I want to say, Mark, like, I'm not trying to offend you here, but you're not the tallest man in the world.
You're tiny.
And there's turtles that are pretty big. There are turtles that are pretty damn big.
No, you're thinking of tortoises.
No, I'm thinking of sea turtles, great big sea turtles. How big? I'm going to Google.
Show me.
Biggest sea turtle.
What's the biggest sea turtle you've ever
seen? That's T-Pain. Leatherback.
T-Pain's a Donna fan.
They weigh up to 2,000 pounds. A leatherback.
Yeah, obviously I'd be on top.
I'm struggling to understand how that's a 69 if they're taped. Isn't that sort of like a
it's
threesome?
A
it's a three-way. It's an MMF or an MMF.
In my mind, extended. That's wrong.
Three-way.
That's wrong.
If it's greedy.
If me and my best mate go to a club and we meet someone and we go back to a hotel and we make love, even if I'm taped to my best mate, that's not a 69.
Yeah,
that's if there's two, if you're short,
that's an MMF three-way with some tape.
Broden would know about this. If they're little and you've got two of them and you tape them together, it's a normal 69.
Nah, that's an MMF. That's an MMF with some tape.
It's
that's not a 69.
It's not MMF.
It's not a 69. Disqualified.
It's not a 69.
You've had your chance. You're disqualified from this round.
No.
You described a great MMF three-way, but it's just not a 69, unfortunately, for us.
Ben, we'll go to you next.
Oh, listen, I've been thinking about this. I've sort of tossed it back and forth.
I'll bet you
and,
Your salad.
There we go. There we go.
That's
a point to Auntie Donna.
Thank you.
That little facial expression. Yes. Hello.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Oh, take it off.
Nah.
No, another point.
Take it off there.
I bet
he
has.
Point.
He said that at the
point
start.
Is nullified. The point is nullified. I'm just writing on a mask. All I'm doing is just drawing. I'm writing the word suck me off, Auntie Donna. That's all I'm doing. I'm just scribbling
this
on a mask.
Like, whose line is it anyway? Isn't it?
That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, I'd probably go like a snake.
Yeah, good.
Ooh.
Really good. Really good.
Danger. Flirting with danger.
Because they're big and they can writhe up inside you, you know, and things like that.
I love that. I love
would
that.
The snake
some kind of
enough?
Serpent. I just want some kind of serpent, basically.
Yeah. So, do you like war? Do
I like war?
War.
Does that mean, is that eating people for sexual gratification?
Where, mouth stuff,
I upload it on YouTube and it'll be like a CGI T-Rex eating someone in their undies.
What? No.
It's called
what do you mean in their undies?
Yeah.
I love live leaks though. I love live leaks. If
live
you,
legs or live leaks?
Live leaks. If there's a picture of a man getting cut in half,
yeah,
I'll fucking see it.
No. Okay, that's minus.
You'll see it.
That's minus.
That's minus.
Right,
I don't like it. I don't like talking about that stuff. That
bit rough. That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Minus points. You're done.
Bit rough, isn't it?
Uncle Brobo.
I was thinking what the fun adventures you could have with a giraffe. Wouldn't that be silly? You know,
you'd need tape involved in that.
Yeah, you'd have to tape two Brodens together.
Yeah.
Tape that's two Brodens. An MMF right there. Yeah. Sorry, MMF, so you're disqualified. With turtles, it's different because they're already not
it's
that
not
long.
Different.
It is. It is different. Different. It is different.
You actually just made the same mistake, Broden, except flipped it.
I think it would be a fun adventure. And I think it would be really funny and cool, the idea of a giraffe.
The distance between genitals and mouth have to be comparable.
But the giraffe,
I can't believe that two of the Auntie Donnas don't understand what the difference between
69
a 69 and an MMF.
I think I do. I just don't think you have your minds are closed. You've got these little walnut brains that you can't accept.
Here's how I see it. Here's how I see it. You go into the pen. You lay down. Just lay down. Giraffe walks over. Mrs. Giraffe walks up. Over you. And she just squats down, right?
I can't squat, man.
The bodies are really long.
They got long, lanky bodies. They
I didn't think about that. They're unless, quite, they're quite
unless
long.
It,
never mind.
Unless it's a baby giraffe, you fucking pedo.
It probably would be.
Baby giraffe, yeah.
Actually, at the Melbourne Zoo at the moment, there's a young boy. Young
do you
old giraffe. And an older lady giraffe, and they're eventually going to mate.
Yeah. I bet you would.
I've fed
MILF.
Let's chant MILF. MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF. I've fed a giraffe and their tongues are quite long.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And I could see someone looking at that tongue and going, here we go.
Oh, because that could get like the asshole and the balls and the dick.
Do you know why?
One,
do you know why they have
one big,
do you know why they have black tongues?
The balls and the dick like this.
Do you know why they have black tongues? Because they use their tongue so much to eat that otherwise they'd get sunburn on their tongue. So they have black tongues with which is takes in less sunlight so they don't burn their tongues.
Wrong.
You been hanging out at the zoo a bit?
Yeah, I've been down there a few times.
Yeah?
Just outside? It's been closed, but you've just been hanging out there.
No, you can get in. There's a door.
Bashing on the doors going, open
me
up,
that boy giraffe.
Can I try to
get that little giraffe, Dictator Dan? Let me in.
Now, that does lead me to another thing that I wanted to address.
Hang on. Edo's got to go.
Absolute sexist.
Come on, Ben.
Choose a horse and I would strap my, you know, like a saddle, how it goes on the top of a horse. Mm-hmm. I'd flip put it underneath, and then
I would flip
the saddle underneath the stomach of the horse. Mm-hmm. Then I would get on that and tether myself to it.
With tape?
Yep.
Well, then that's an MMF.
No,
that's
no.
Not.
Oh, my God.
If she's using tape.
That's not an MMF.
Using tape. No, if tape was the thing that makes
it's
it an MMF.
It wasn't the tape. It wasn't
the tape.
It's
not the tape.
Male masking tape female. That's what XMMF. Isn't that why you guys were mad?
No.
No.
Fuck.
You don't understand what an MMF is.
Oh, I'm sorry about these virgins, the grub.
To be honest, it's just embarrassing.
I'd ride the horse sort of underneath it, but I'd be strapped to it and I'd just be 69ing like the whole time.
Like as it gallops in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, as it gallops in the Melbourne Cup. I'd be underneath it.
I guess my worry there, Edo, is how does the horse get its...
With the giraffe,
I started to come on board because the giraffe can bend its neck under itself to a degree to reach Broden's genitals. Mm-hmm. And I struggle to understand how the horse in this scenario, it all works until the horse has to perform its oral duty on you.
Okay.
Mm. So how's it get its snout in there?
So you know my legs.
Mm, yeah.
Now, normally stirrups, they hang down, but these stirrups are at the front.
Okay.
And they pull my legs forward when we're at a real speed, and then that's when the snout goes in.
But then, are you getting a full? Do you have the full ability to suck, or are you just getting the tip?
I'm getting it both. I'm sort of moving back and forward between the two. Like on the trot, if that makes sense.
On the trot. On the trot.
On the trot. On the trot.
She's on the trot.
On the trot.
It's on the trot. On the trot.
On the trot.
She's on the trot.
That's what I call it. On the trot.
I'm sorry, I can't come around. I'm on the trot. On the trot.
On the trot. On the trot.
Okay, well, look, here's where I'm going with this one. Okay, so that segment, the winner of that segment, Auntie Donna.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Because nut to the cup.
Nut to the cup.
Yeah,
nut
to the cup. Yeah, it's fair.
So brave.
Thank you for saying that.
So brave.
And because of my bravery, because I represent the grub team, double reversey, Arnie Donna loses, the grub wins.
That's fantastic. You get a Netflix show now. My bravery, not yet. It's not over yet.
Arnie Donna, I really think we're in with a chance. We've just got to play harder, smarter.
People have counted us out how many times?
Mm-hmm. Many times, two or three.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of occasions in our careers,
And we always come back.
Yeah.
So this is the next one's actually a role play, and it's the grub will do it, and then the Arnie Donna will do the same role play.
All right. Okay.
There's a mum and a dad
mm-hmm.
and a little girl who's just done a shit on her bedroom floor.
I love this. Okay.
And she's got to come out into the living room where mum and dad are watching TV and tell mum and dad what's happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
So,
this is very good.
Hello.
Arnie Donna's up first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So pick who's the mum and who's the dad and who's the little girl.
We know who the dad is.
Yeah.
Broden Kelly.
Mark,
I'm pretty easy. I mean, I think I can bring something. I think I can do the little girl. I know I often play mother characters, but maybe I'll do the little girl. Do you want to do the mother?
Yeah,
you do
the season little girl. Season two.
I'll play the mum.
No.
Do you guys want to have a bit of banter before I come in so you think I've gone to bed?
Yeah. Establish the scene.
Mm. Yeah. That's how you normally do it.
And I'll add in all the sound effects and stuff in post. So
great. All right, ready, Broden?
Yeah.
You're the dad?
Yeah.
Right, I'm the mum.
All right. Ah!
Sorry, Mark. What was that then? Sorry. Sorry, guys. Time out.
I'm supposed to do with that.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Did she get a fright?
She opened the dishwasher. She found that the good knives were in the dishwasher.
We'll say that.
I was waiting for you to say what's wrong.
You can't show, don't tell.
What sort of attentive husband? Husband hears their wife make that kind of noise Maybe and doesn't
he's
say,
playing
is
someone
okay?
who isn't there for her. Maybe he's playing someone that isn't a great husband. There's truth in that.
That's the whole point of a riff? Is a riff on what I'm giving you.
Listen, man, I'm a brilliant improver, but if you say something that's too much, I can't. Like, I won't engage with it.
You start the scene. You start the scene.
All right, okay. Ready?
And don't muck it up again. Let's get through. We can't have this stop start the whole time.
How many more timeouts do we have left?
None. You didn't have one to begin with.
Oh, no.
You don't have a timeout in a riff.
I got something.
Okay.
Ah! Go with it.
Mark, come on, go with it, man.
Mark, what are you doing?
Time out.
Time out. What are you doing, Mark?
It's hard. That was hard.
It is hard.
Well, yeah, now I think you might know a little bit about how we felt, Mark. I didn't know I was going to come onto the Grug today and learn a lesson. I'm a Grug and I've learned a lesson. I didn't know that that's what the Grug was about.
The Grug always has a lesson. You always learn a lesson about the Grug living in his little underground house.
I've learned about improving, trust, respecting your mates, mateship.
MMF.
MMF.
I've learned about MMF.
It's the Anzac mentality, isn't it?
All right, let's go again, Broden.
Yes.
I'll make an offer. You respond to that offer. Doesn't matter what my offer is.
This is the final version. If you stop, that's it. It's disqualification.
Yeah. No, all right. You'll be judged on what you give. All right.
We have to make an offer.
There's so much to happen in this. We need to hear
it. And she's taken a shit on the floor and she's come into the lounge room.
Yeah, let's go.
Right.
Ah! Oh. I didn't just...
Hi. Hey! Why did you leave the good knives? Why did you put the good knives in the dishwasher?
Mum.
Well, I'm not ready for you.
Oh, Mark!
Mum.
Mum.
My name's Mum.
Mum.
Mark!
I'm not... Go back! Get out, daughter. I'm not ready for you.
Fine. Okay.
I've got to establish the scene.
Dad, can I... Okay, I'll be back in a minute. Sorry.
Actually, come here.
Hey.
This is good.
When we were getting a divorce, did you fucking tell your dad you were going to move in with him?
I don't know. Something happened.
Did you say you were going to get the place across the road?
I don't know, Mum.
And you weren't going to tell me?
I don't want to talk about your divorce right now. Something happened.
What?
I don't want to talk about it in front of Dad. Can I talk to you, please?
All right.
If you did a shit, I'll belt the shit out of you, mate.
This is why I don't want to talk about it in front of you. Yes, I shat all over the floor.
Where?
I did a big shit in my bedroom and I'm embarrassed and I'm sad.
Wait. Consistency. What are we talking here? How much is this an easy pickup? Can I just go in there with a bag, pick it up, and we're done?
Embarrassed. I need to go to a doctor. I've been shitting on the floor for weeks.
Listen, play some nice music.
Hey.
Play some nice.
Hey, that's okay.
Ben, come on, man. It's a bit horny.
Oh, it's a bit
horny.
You
know, is that too horny? No. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I think it might be a diet thing.
Hey.
This is going to really wreck it because I play the music in post. Right.
Hey, I just want you to, it's okay. I just want you to be honest with us.
I've got some clues here. It's a diet thing. That makes me think this isn't going to be an easy. I think I might have to call the cleaners for this one. What do you reckon? Just tell me.
What? I don't want to talk about it. I'm really embarrassed. This is an awful thing.
Is there a permanent stain?
I don't know. There's just wet shit all over the floor. It's the fourth time this has happened this fortnight. It's really hard for me. I'm at an age now where this sort of thing is really embarrassing. I'm really upset. I'm really, really upset about this.
Bring the music back.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's a diet thing. I know that we had cheese for lunch, for dinner, sorry, and it often happens when we have cheese, but...
Is it a lactose thing, do you think?
I don't know. I want to go to a doctor... I feel sick right now.
Wait a second. That's not a shit on the floor. You just murdered the cat.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was good.
That was really good. That was on the spot.
That was on the spot.
Yeah.
Usually, we'll come in with an idea. Mm. We'll improv around it, and then we'll take that. We'll turn that into a script.
Yeah.
And then we'll get that on the floor.
Mm. We'll riff around that a bit more,
and then that's at our rawest.
Yeah, it shows.
I really think there's something in my character though.
Yeah, I thought it was really moving.
Yeah, and pretty funny.
What'd you think about the divorce stuff?
I thought it was confusing.
Yeah.
I think in all fairness, perhaps considering I gave you that scene that, you know, in the spirit of the riff, if that we should we'll take a scene from you because
all right.
Yeah.
Instead of just playing out.
I think I've got one.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
There's a mum and there's a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
The daughter's taking a shit.
Mark.
Oh.
What?
This is our opportunity to trip them up, to make them fail.
Mm.
These are some of the best improvisers in Australia. They've studied theatre. They've studied improvisation in Chicago. Mm. They've worked the grind of daily television. They know how
Greg
to work
fast. I think
Greg
studied something about gender. Didn't he do gender studies?
What's this?
Greg did.
I did sociology.
Sociology.
But Greg, that's what's Greg wrong also with him. Worked the grind of daily television. They that's know true. How to work fast. They know mm-hmm. how to do this. All right.
I loved Mr. Oily.
Thank you so much.
We've really got to trip them up with this.
Yeah. You are tangling with, I mean, I don't want to oversell it, but probably the best in the business.
Yes.
Mm.
Edo formed a career as a character comedian and then pivoted to stand up and then blended the two in a way we've never seen. Mm. Edo will take any character you throw at her and give that character a depth that you won't even understand. Ben Russell trained for years in the capital city of improvisation. Whatever Edo throws at him, he'll yes and to comedy perfection. And then we're talking about a guy, the third party here. There would be a news event at midday, something awful, challenging, complex, and within a couple of hours, he would have a funny skit or bit about it. These guys work fast and they work well. So if we don't throw them something good, we're done. They will get a lead that we cannot catch up on.
Maybe they're in a supermarket. Maybe they're in a supermarket and there's – how about that?
What's that?
Maybe they're in a supermarket.
There's three of us in a supermarket.
Oh, yeah, you're in a supermarket and you can kind of do anything you want with that.
Yeah, just go. Just
clean up an awful.
Oh, no, I've spilled my dick.
I didn't even get to speak. Fucking hell.
No, but you're
it's
but
not
no,
over.
But now it's you.
You're there.
It's not over.
It's not over at all. It's just begun.
It's just begun. Get in there.
Oh, excuse me. Warren?
Yes, I'm Warren.
Where's your dick out?
Because I've spilled it in aisle four.
Oh man. Am I gonna have to clean that up?
I wouldn't think so. You don't work here, do you?
No, I work in Hungry Jack's next door.
Oh, excuse me, bloody hell. It's me, I'm Broden Kelly. What's going on here?
What is this?
You are my favourite of the Auntie Donna guys.
I don't know anything. I've never heard of them and I didn't even know they had a Netflix show.
Oh, well, we've got a bloody Netflix show, don't we?
Oh, no.
No.
Can you help me, bro? Oh,
It's not going well.
Yeah, I can bloody clean up your dick. I was just busy reading Mein Kampf because I'm a bloody little skinhead Nazi.
This is going even better than I anticipated. We're done for.
Can I ask you something about your dick, sir?
My dick?
Yeah.
I'm Broden Kelly.
Why is it split?
Because it's bloody it's like a serpent.
It's forked.
Yeah.
Okay. And
The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
Wow. That was good to see the masters at work. You know, at first I was worried that I was worried that I'd be sad to lose, but when I see something like that, I can learn. I can come out of this a loser, but I've learnt and grown. Superb.
How did you get me in there?
Oh, that was Ben. That was Ben doing your voice, bro.
I'm a master of impressions.
Oh, do Husey.
Fucking hell.
Oh, bloody got a problem, don't I?
What's your problem, Husey?
What's your problem? Bloody Dutana Dan.
Can I hear Owen Wilson going through someone's garbage?
Oh, hey, look at that. It's just garbage. That's crazy.
Fucking hell.
Oh my God. I'm Owen Wilson.
We're really getting into the dregs now. We're winding down, and look, I want to say before we sort of finish, Auntie Donna, is there anything you want to plug? Anything at all you want to?
Oh, a Netflix show.
Oh yeah.
So you guys got a Netflix show?
You guys have a Netflix show?
Yeah, you got a web series on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
A webisode.
It's an online series.
Mm. Netflix, if you don't know, is a little bit like Patreon, but there's nothing at the front of the paywall, if that makes sense. So you pay a bit of money once a month, and they'll give you free content like movies, television series, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and
so it's like TV but online, like without the prestige.
Yeah, you've been on Netflix.
Yeah. What is Squinters?
Squinters is it's a comedy they shoot in a car. It's something that in a car.
Was that Netflix?
I don't think it was. I think that was ABC.
But did it end up on Netflix?
Well, check out season 2 of Squinters. I think to end it off, I think we should all fart sound. We should all do fart sounds. Do you think? It's been a while since we've had a good...
Yes,
yeah, I'll just get my mask
before you
out
do
here.
Tally the scores and do the fart sounds, can I just say, I just want to say a really big thank you from everyone at Auntie Donna. We're so appreciative to be playing with the masters.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome. So... Yeah. No, but thank you for coming on. I mean, you know, you guys are pretty good.
I thought you were going to keep doing the fart sounds, and I didn't know what tone to take. I thought, if I go serious while the fart sounds play out, that could be fun. But
did you like the Netflix show?
I just finished The Crown. So, but then The Crown's done.
What did you think of season 4 of The Crown?
I'm going to check out Queen's Gambit.
Yeah,
I've heard that's great.
After that.
Squinters.
Yeah, check that out. It's on iView, is it? So I'm just telling the scores here on the... It's hard to get a read on what they are. It's like... It's really just... I used red pen too, and the red pen's like really sort of dissolved. I wrote the word just Auntie Donna.
Why did you not write on some paper?
I don't know, because I didn't have any paper. I've just moved house. I don't know where all my paper is.
That's fair.
Can you guys hear that?
Are you in your bedroom, Greg?
Yeah. Well, not my bed. Not my bedroom, like an office room thing.
Is that a bed in the corner?
It's like a little spare bed.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, is there a doona on it?
No. There is
No, it doesn't look like there's a doona. It's like a sheet on a
there's
mattress.
There's just a sheet on a mattress. It's not a used bed. It's just a spare bed. But there's also a... I'll show you what is on it, though. Hang on. Well, you can't really see it, but it's a Garfield costume.
Where'd you get that?
I got it online.
I love you that? Garfield.
You can buy so much stuff online.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy what you can
get. Read Garfield comics online, which is fantastic.
Yeah. All right, so the scores are, if I'm trying to make sense of this, Auntie Donna, let's just say nothing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's just say nothing. And the grub, 100,000 million.
Congrats. Congratulations, you guys.
So what are you guys going to do next? You obviously can't do comedy anymore.
Yeah, what's your plans for after
comedy? Oh, do we all lose the comedy?
Yeah, you can't do comedy anymore.
All three of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
You can do cabaret.
Auntie Donna must dissolve.
Yeah, right.
More importantly, what is your Netflix show going to be about, and when can we expect to see it?
It's called The Grub's Big Ol' House of Fun.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
You're a cunt.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
That's so mean.
Why?
That's our show.
We just want the fucking rip-off, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Let's all just go out on fart sounds.
We'll give you
a chance to take it back. Win a take
sudden
all.
Death.
Fart yeah. off.
All right.
We just have to make fart sounds continuously, and the first person to stop loses.
Okay.
That's how it works. Don't actually fart, Mark. Oh my, he's actually going to do it. All right, and go.
I've stopped. I'm sorry.
I don't have the end. Oh, I farted into the mic and it smells like poo.
I am. That's awful, Mark. That's an awful thing to have done.
What is this, Jackass the podcast? What are you, Chris Pontius?
When you said I was done as a comedian, I thought I felt a great sense of relief, and I already started thinking of the food truck I'm going to open up. So I'm happy. I'm happy with this.
I'm very happy to give up comedy.
Yeah, I'm thinking tacos.
Wow.
Yeah, that's never been done.
These ones are going to be fresh carnitas.
Good luck standing out
carnitas,
the market, mate.
Freshly made taco. It's going to be just the streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah, you're one next to 400 others, dickhead.
The cracks are really... All it took was a single riff off for the cracks in Auntie Donna to really show.
This was a fucking
the tension
mistake.
Has been building. Honestly, we've done you a favor, if anything.
Call me a pedo-Nazi and ruin my livelihood.
Is this the worst podcast you've ever come on?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard us? No. Have you heard our ones?
Yeah, clearly haven't heard ours. This is a real step up.
This is a standout.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Fantastic.
There was a moment where you said, I'm going to edit that out, and I thought, ooh la la.
Wow, okay.
Look at us. Now, just quickly, if I could just plug something really quickly, it's on Channel 7 and Disney Plus. It's The Simpsons.
Yeah, great show.
It's the biggest show of the 90s.
Yeah, biggest.
Yeah. Check it out, guys, real quick.
I love Bart.
Well, what's your favorite Simpson?
I love Bart so much. His attitude.
Homer. Yeah, that makes sense that you would say Bart, but I would say Homer. Because Homer's actually, as you get a little bit older... You actually start to relate to the humor of Homer.
Have you read?
But you're
have
probably
you read
still
a single
a bit
Batman comic book, Mark? Don't talk to me until
I've got them all. I have all the first couple.